If it's Thursday, 6 p.m., that means it's time for Perspectives by John Pierce. Good evening and happy Thanksgiving to you all from us here at WDIY. It's time for Perspectives with John Pierce, c'est moi. And I have two guests who are going to talk to us this evening about the upcoming year. We're hearing so much about the year 2026, and our guests are going to tell us why that is. They are Jessica Edris, who is Project Administrator of Lehigh Valley 250, and Megan Van Ravensway, who is proud Executive Director of the Northampton County Historical and Genealogical Society. So I'll tell you a little bit about our guests first. Jessica is a graduate of Moravian University. Jessica, was it university at that time, or was it Moravian College?
It was Moravian College.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult to say university.
Yes, I know. It takes getting used to.
Yes.
I will say they did a wonderful job. Oh, they did a real speedy job of getting the signs up correctly out on Route 22. And, now it's definitely university. Have you been to the new and improved HUD?
I have.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
I need to see that.
Yes. It's impressive what they've done there since I've left.
Okay. I'm waiting for an invite here in case you didn't pick up on that.
Okay.
She's a graduate of Moravian University with degrees in business and philosophy. What an interesting combination. She's a longtime Lehigh Valley resident with nearly three decades of work in nonprofit leadership, serving community-based organizations, roles that laid the foundation for the launch of Good Collective, a regional consulting firm she founded that helps mission-driven organizations build capacity. It's called Good Collective. And if we wanted to know more information about it, just look that up like that.
Correct.
GoodCollective.com. Online.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jessica has been recognized with the Emerging Leader Award from Moravian University. She currently serves on the boards of Notre Dame High School, the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Nonprofit Business Council, and Humanitarian Social Innovations. She's a busy lady. As part of her work in the community, Jessica leads the collaboration Lehigh Valley 250, and that's what she's going to talk to us about today. It's a celebration of culture, arts, and history that bring together community partners to mark the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States. Jessica, great to have you here. Is this your first time at WDIY?
No, thankfully it's not my first time. First time here with you.
With
mm-hmm.
moi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. As Miss Piggy would say. And our other guest, who works very closely with Jessica, is Megan Van Ravensway, who is returning to our microphone. We had her on the air recently. She's the proud executive director of the Northampton County Historical and Genealogical Society. Megan holds a BFA in building arts with a focus on historic preservation and a minor in architectural history from the Savannah College of Art and Design. So that's Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
So what brought you north?
My ex-husband brought me north, but of course, this beautiful region is what has kept me here in the north. Yes.
Well, I hear really good things about Savannah also.
Yes, I recommend going for a visit.
Okay. But not in the summertime?
In the summertime, why not?
All right. I was thinking humidity.
Well, yes, there's that.
All right. So Megan has 20 years of experience in the museum industry, including 10 years as an executive director, extensive experience sharing history, art, and culture with the general public through field trips, individual museum visits, and group tours. And she can be found almost any time over at the Sigel Museum in Easton. Now, our topic for today, which is Lehigh Valley 250, she strongly believes that the 2026 anniversary year offers a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to amplify history through regional exhibitions, tours, and programs. So here we are on Thanksgiving Day, just before we hit the magic year of 2026, let's get going with what the folks out there who are listening are going to encounter as far as Lehigh Valley 250.
Sure. Well, I'll kick off there. We've been looking forward to this incredible year for well over 5 years at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
We've really been excited for it. What happened 5 years ago was several partners came together to look ahead to this year. How can we commemorate it? And certainly the past 5 years have been a wild ride. You know, we've seen a lot in our community changing, our country changing, a lot of different perspectives are you know, now everywhere. So how can we commemorate this important national anniversary and make it relatable to everyone in the community? So four partners came together, again, 5 years ago and started looking at, well, how can we present this year? So the partners are the Northampton County Historical and Genealogical Society that I represent, Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites, Lafayette College's Williams Center for the Arts, and the Delaware and Lehigh National Corridors Canal Museum. So we all started talking about 5 years ago and looking at what are the joint programs we can do, what are the joint exhibitions we can do. And that certainly helped lead us to Jessica, because that's a lot of cats to herd and a lot of things going on. So we have a beautiful slate of exhibits and tours and programs, several of which are already open, actually. So folks can go see things now.
Oh, well, let's talk about what's open at this point, even before the new year hits.
Sure. So we have several things happening right this moment. So at the Sigel Museum in downtown Historic Easton, we have an exhibition called Read This, The History of Media in Northampton County. And this is a fascinating look at media in the county. So we start all the way with illuminated manuscripts. Who was able to write? Who, you know, how did you get paper? And what that whole, the privilege behind that action was. And we bring the whole discussion of media all the way through radio, all the way through TV, and we go right up to AI and deep fakes and what we're dealing with right now on social media and how important it is to understand that when you, you know, had the power to print, when you had the power to write, you were controlling a message. And, you know, it's not just recent. This has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, the power of media, how critically important that is. So that exhibition is up right now at Sigel, and that's Thursday through Sundays. Folks can go and enjoy that. SigelMuseum.org will help you plan your visit. The other exhibition that's open right now is called Working Hands, Supplying a Revolution. That's happening at Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites in beautiful downtown Historic Bethlehem. What that is that's a discussion, as most of us know, Moravians were pacifists. So during the Revolutionary War era, what was that pacifist community doing to support the war effort going around? And certainly there's a beautiful story to tell in Bethlehem's colonial industrial quarter, making of the guns and ammunition, and certainly supporting the army through hospital efforts. And then finally, Lafayette College has a fantastic exhibition in the Williams Center for the Arts. They are honoring, of course, the Marquis de Lafayette. So if you pop into that gallery, you will enjoy a variety of different artwork representing the Marquis de Lafayette, how he's been portrayed over the decades. You know, you watch him going from a very muscular Lafayette all the way through what he probably actually looked like. So a lot of some propaganda mixed in there, as well as some gorgeous images from their collection, which is extensive. And then the Delaware Lehigh National Corridor folks, they're currently planning their exhibition right this moment. So stay tuned to their website for what's on offer there. But what folks can also do is they can hop on a bus tour. So believe it or not, every second Saturday, starting December of this year through December of next year, we are offering a bus tour that leaves Sigel Museum. And it's going to go to all three Declaration of Independence reading sites. Most of us know the Declaration was read July 8th, 1776, simultaneously in three cities, Easton, Trenton, and Philadelphia.
I actually didn't realize it was simultaneously.
Yep, simultaneously at 12 noon. So if you hop on our bus tour, you're going to learn about the Declaration, and then you're going to go see the Easton reading site, We'll take you down to Washington's Crossing, which prepares you to go into Trenton, of course, and see the Trenton Reading Site. And then we're going to go into Philadelphia, see Independence Hall, and then go right over to Christ Church and the burial grounds and see the patriots that are buried at the burial grounds.
What a great idea.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Folks can hop over to sigelmuseum.org. We have a tab for bus tours, and they can find information.
And that's
a
one-day tour.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's about 9 hours, and don't worry, we're fun. It's engaging, it's entertaining, and we're going to feed you a really good lunch at Washington's Crossing.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Great. You should join us.
But that's what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. But we have the whole next year to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And Jessica, what does that suggest to you? What's going to be
happening? So much more to do.
Yeah.
We have so much more planning underway. And one of the nice things about having some early partners who were leaders of this initiative, we were able to develop the Lehigh Valley 250 brand, a website, a presence on social media so that we could share out all the things we're doing. But we wanted to grow and share and include others from the community because we know there's a lot of historic sites and resources in this region. And the four partners, while they were leading the effort, certainly couldn't cover all of the places that we might want to talk about. So we began holding quarterly community meetings with other organizations who were interested in marking 2026 in some way, and now meet generally every 3 months. Somewhere we have about 80 people, 80 organizations on our invite list. We just had one this week where people are coming out and sharing what they have planned for 2026, and that includes organizations like historical societies and museums, but also educational institutions. We've had a regular conversation with folks at Lehigh University, Northampton Community College. We also have notable partners like Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs or Arts Quest, who puts on Music Fest every year. They've already announced one of their collaborations for this coming year, in that they're going to have some special themed 2026 jerseys for the players on the fields, and that will also inspire the artwork that happens at Music Fest next year. So lots of layers to the celebration.
If there's anything the Iron Pigs like, it's to add yet another jersey to their collection.
And this particular one actually at the last checking was already sold out, so they're restocking. But I think that it just shows that there is not only a spirit of community collaborations here that's alive and well, but also that we're coming together for this historic moment. And there's all kinds of ways for all ages, all people to find a way to mark the anniversary here.
Nobody who lives here is going to be able to miss the fact that it is Lehigh Valley 250, right?
Correct.
You didn't mention school districts. Are they part of this mix?
Yes. So there is some work going on in relationship to involving students. And actually, the Sigel Museum is a great example of that. With a new exhibit opening next year on Heritage Day, they're going to be opening the Bachman Public House. Megan, I don't want to steal your thunder, but it's very exciting that historic structure will now be open to a very immersive experience for all ages, but there is a specifically designed field trip experience for students. And I think that will help bring the history of that time a little closer to those that are learning about it in school.
I love this idea of field trips by elementary school, particularly where the teachers get the class together to go to a museum.
Well, and we would layer into that, too. One of the projects that we've been able to work on is we were actually able to hire a nationally award-winning graphic artist to commission a graphic novel for us. Mm-hmm. So we have commissioned an 80-page full-color graphic novel, which will tell different stories of Northampton County's Revolutionary Era figures. So from the Marquis de Lafayette or George Washington, but also some unheard stories. So some folks about stories about Lenape and women and the enslaved community.
So that's what we used to call comic books.
Yes, that's what you used to call comic books. So what we're going to do with our eighth graders is we're going to give every eighth grader in Northampton County a copy of this graphic novel next year. They can read it. And then, of course, like Jessica said, come into the 1753 Bachman Public House for a field trip and see where these stories really took place.
Mm-hmm. Folks, here on Perspectives this evening, we are talking to Jessica Edris, a project administrator of Lehigh Valley 250, and Megan Van Ravensway, who is director of the Sigel Museum in Easton. And the topic is Lehigh Valley 250. We're coming upon it next year. We're wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving, hoping that you have been able to get together with family and or friends today and are enjoying the day. Time for us to take a break. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices, including classical music 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, Sunday morning 6 to 8 a.m., and Sunday evening 7 to 9 p.m. WDIY Classics covers all eras from medieval and baroque, romantic to modern. Listen for birthday tributes to composers, interviews with local artists and conductors. For more information, WDIY.org.
And we're back with Perspectives on WDIY Allentown. So happy for you all to join us on this Thanksgiving Day. The United States' 250th anniversary in 2026 will be commemorated in the Lehigh Valley by a collaborative effort of cultural, arts, historical, and educational institutions working together to recognize the region's distinctive role in the history of the nation, while considering new questions, perspectives, and scholarship that illuminate what it means to be an American. I think that's all one sentence. That's unbelievable. Go and diagram that sentence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lehigh Valley 250 is a collaboration led by four Lehigh Valley organizations, which was mentioned before. I'll repeat them: Lafayette College, Northampton County Historical and Genealogical Society, Historic Bethlehem Museum and Sites, and Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor. And Jessica is going to tell us a little bit about now what's that. We're emphasizing Lehigh Valley here, mm-hmm. but there's also, we have to give a nod to Philadelphia. Huh?
I think most of the country will be focused on Philadelphia as the founding city as it is described. And while there is rightfully so, going to be a lot of attention there and probably very long lines to visit the Liberty Bell. I think there's an equally compelling story here in the Lehigh Valley, and we are a close neighbor. You know, by all accounts, we're about 60 miles north. We have a lot of historical relevance to the anniversary, but we also are going to have a lot of programming here that we think will attract the not only the resident that lives here in Pennsylvania, but also the tourist that's going to come here for the anniversary. Philadelphia is, from May to September next year, is full of not only people, but also very large events. So they are going to be the host of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. They are going to host the PGA Championship. They are hosting the MLB All-Star Game. And they are also a World Cup viewing city. They are all between May and September. So they have, and by design, they're showing off the city in this anniversary year. But that means there's a lot of people who want to get in there, and not everyone will be able to. So we are encouraging folks to stay just north of the city, enjoy what the Lehigh Valley has to offer from programs and exhibits and celebrations of our own, and travel into the city for the events that they want to see, but stay with us and also have an equally important, historically anchored experience. Yeah.
So off the air, Megan, you mentioned about hotels, rooms being scarce in Philadelphia. And already they're booking so that it doesn't look good for getting in at this point.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we say, you know, we call her Karen from Ohio. We think that the average person is going to, in probably February of next year, realize, okay, we really want to go to Philadelphia this summer. Why not take the kids and let's go enjoy this gorgeous, you know, anniversary year and the birthplace of the Declaration. But fortunately, with hotel rooms already being so full and at capacity, we really want to make sure through our friends at Discover Lehigh Valley, who are great supporters, that Karen, maybe she's Googling from Ohio, but we want her to find the Lehigh Valley hotels. So we want her to know how close we are and what an easy drive it is into Philadelphia. So please stay here in the Lehigh Valley to, as Jessica mentioned, enjoy the exhibitions, see this really relevant programming, mm-hmm. and maybe duck into Philadelphia. But please do come back to the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. We're a great place. So we're, again, only about 60 miles north, 50 minutes north. We're very close by.
Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't realize all those sporting events were taking place next year in Philadelphia.
Yes, so many. Yes, and a number of other conferences and seminars and events that are large scale, national sized events. But I do think that what we're going to have here in the Lehigh Valley is compelling for anyone. I think, you know, places like the Zollner Art Center is doing a theatrical production of called The American Revolution. Which is both for school-age students and a community performance. Allentown Symphony is doing chamber music concert with exclusively commissioned works for 2026, which will be really interesting. I don't know that many people outside of Nazareth know about their very robust kazoo parade, but that happens on July 4th every year, and I'm hearing they're planning a very large festival around that for July 4th, 2026. But I think one of our most signature events is Heritage Day. This is an event that's been happening for years because of the historical moment of the reading of the Declaration in Easton. So every year on Heritage Day, that whole scene is reenacted with reenactors as they believe it happened. And that happens within the context of Heritage Day, which is a wonderful partnership of the new urban cultural center that this downtown Easton area has become and all of the historical partners coming out to share what they know about that day, too. So,
right.
Yeah.
And on Heritage Day, we have people all dressed up, mostly men, dressed up in these uniforms, Army or
I think militia.
Militia. Mm-hmm. Militia is the right word for that day. And they're down there on Center Square. It doesn't matter how hot it is. And we're talking July 8th, or is it the next, weekend after July 4th?
It's the Saturday after July 4th. So next year it's July 11th, 2026. And not only does that historical aspect happen, as you talk about with the costumed reenactors, but there's also now two or three stages of concerts. There's food. I just think it's just really grown. And next year, the organizers are really working hard to make it a really special moment for the city and for the Lehigh Valley.
So is July going to be the high point, would you say, for Lehigh Valley 250 or all throughout the year?
I think, you know, as Jessica mentioned, all these special events that are taking place in July will be so much fun, and they will feel even more special in this commemorative year. But as we mentioned, things are happening right this moment. So if you have family in for Thanksgiving and Black Friday, please drop into our nonprofit partners, shop their museum stores, go out for tours, and definitely get a taste for what we're going to bring to the table in 2026.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have all of our events, and there's many that are still being planned. So we have many dates that are solid on our calendar of events at lehighvalley250.org. But they're also, we have to encourage people to check back often, because as our community stakeholders grow, there's more and more events being planned in big ways and small ways across the region. So that calendar is always being updated. And as Megan mentioned, Discover Lehigh Valley has been a great partner, and they have an entire Lehigh Valley 250 page on their website with all 2026 events categorized there for easy viewing if you're looking for something to do for the anniversary.
Would you have any suggestions as to, say, events that would attract children in particular?
I will go right back to Heritage Day. I think that is a hidden jewel in the festivals in the Lehigh Valley. I didn't know about it. I live in Upper Nazareth. I didn't know about it until I started working in downtown Easton. But it really is a Heritage Day for the entire Lehigh Valley, not just for Easton. So there's a kids' activity tent where kids can, you know, get hands-on and immersive and do some crafts and games. As Jessica mentioned, there's great music, family-friendly bands, great food, and then you can explore all the historic structures in downtown Easton. So I think that is definitely something that parents and guardians should certainly put July 11th, 2026 on their calendar.
Mm-hmm. I would also add in that I know that the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs at Coca-Cola Park is going to be hosting a incredibly large drone and fireworks show next July 3rd. The stadium will not have a game being played, but they're using the park as a community venue for this celebration. And then there also is a Let Freedom Sing concert happening there next May, where they're going to fill the stadium with 8,000 choir members from choirs across the Lehigh Valley region who are going to be directed and conducted to sing patriotic songs as one. And that'll be something really beautiful to see, I think.
Ooh.
So lots of opportunities for theater, music, community festivals, parades, and I think also exhibits are something that the children could find something to participate in as well, particularly as it ties into what they're learning about in school.
Yeah, lots of things for the whole family.
Yeah.
Wow, so much work. I go back to the what you said at the beginning, Megan, and that is that folks have been working on these plans for 5 years.
5 years, yes. And it's been a pleasure to be part of it. It really is our efforts to look ahead to this commemorative year. This is all your museums. This is all your historical societies preparing a gorgeous slate of offerings for the public. We would have been doing this anyway, so why not collaborate, come together? But a really interesting thread was also pulled out. And what we're really working hard for is to tell the unheard stories. So absolutely, we're going to talk about George Washington and Marquis de Lafayette, but let's also talk about everybody else in our community. What was the Lehigh Valley like in 1776? You know, who was standing around that square as the Declaration was read out? Well, there were enslaved people standing there listening to that. So there really is a fascinating, wherever you are in history, you know, whether you like it or not, or maybe a little bit, you know, we're really offering something for everybody's interest levels to really come and take a look at what the Lehigh Valley looked like in 1776.
Yeah, so interesting. Anything else, Jessica?
No, I'm just really excited that it's actually here. I feel like, to Megan's point, we've been planning for a long time, and we've been describing the exhibits on paper, and now you can actually go and walk through them and experience it for yourself. So it's very satisfying. It's also wonderful to see all of these community organizations that are coming together in a room with a shared purpose to mark this occasion for our region and for the people that are going to visit, but also truly for the people that live here.
There are going to be so many activities, as you both describe now, that nobody will be able to visit them all. It's just
probably
too much.
True. Huh? Probably true.
Even the two of you.
Yes, yes.
But what a great year it's going to be for the country. And what I have here in front of me, from the steps of the courthouse, Robert Lever's voice rang out on July 8th. 1776, as residents gathered in Easton Center Square were among the first to hear the words of the recently inscribed Declaration of Independence, which proclaimed them part of a new and democratic country. Can you even imagine how many questions there would be in people's minds? What are we getting into?
You know,
we're no longer under the king. What's going to become of us? What's our identity going to be? We're still wrestling with that in the 21st century.
Yes, and it's very powerful if you to go to Heritage Day and to witness that reenactment, to see the parade of folks coming to the stage now and the steps to read that same declaration. It actually can catch you a bit in your throat to feel where we stand here today, but also reflecting on how much has happened and how much still needs to happen for us to actually live up to the ideals that were originally set forth.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's really compelling.
The courthouse is no longer there at Center Square, but the square is still there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The square is a circle, isn't it?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
So I can't quite put my mind around that. You know, you're talking about getting a square peg in a round circle.
Maybe it's corner to corner.
There you go.
Corner to corner. That makes the square.
Well, my guests this evening on Perspectives have been Jessica Edris, who is project administrator of Lehigh Valley 250, and Megan Van Ravensway, who is executive director of Northampton County Historical and Genealogical Society. Our time is up.
That went fast.
Believe it or not. So, dear listeners, we thank you for tuning in and again wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. Until we meet again, remember to be gentle with your neighbor.